Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, The Old Testament, Part 1. Thank you to Ed, Jeff, Janet, Helen, Daniel, Elisha, Elijah, Alex, and Don for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Psalm 37, verses 3 to 7.
Okay, I'm going to read from Psalm 37, verses 3 to 7. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy your pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes.
Good morning. Good morning. Lots of energy and lots of fun. That's great. Had a good time. If you recall, last Sunday I did something a little different. I said to myself and asked everybody to participate, if you had the opportunity to select one scripture of the New Testament, and only one scripture of each New Testament book, what would you choose? Well, it's impossible to answer that. Completely impossible. So, I want to do something different today. If you had the opportunity to take one scripture from each of the Old Testament books, what would you choose? It's impossible. Yes, it is. And so, this will be part one of part two, and it really is fun. It's interesting if you just go through all the books of the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, because there's some Old Testament scriptures that are really kind of think through this, what all this means. But we'll start with this. Everyone knows this, I believe. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created everything, but he created the heavens. Interesting that God created the heavens. Who was before God? No one. God has always existed. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then picture these scenes if you can. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God said, let there be light. And if God says, let there be light, what do you think happens? Light. God saw the light was good and separated the light from darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, and there was the first day. I mean, I can read the words, but I tried in my mind this past week to picture it. We live on the earth. God created an earth, but what was it like? So it's truly unique. So in Exodus maybe could also be called the leaving. Now, here's why. God said to Moses, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that it is I, God, who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And you recall all the challenges and difficulties before that took place. And God said to Moses, what if they ask you who you are? And God said, tell them, I am who I am. That's an interesting name. I am who I am. The Lord God of Isaac and Jacob have sent me to you. I am to be remembered, and this is where we come in, from generation to generation. To generation. That's us. We must remember all of this. We are part of it all. And so Leviticus comes next, a challenging book, I think, sometimes pretty difficult to grasp. But in Numbers chapter 6, he says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious to you and give you peace.'" We have a hymn with that. "So they put my name on the Israelites, and because of that, I will bless them." God blessed them many, many times. And he's blessed us many, many times. See, we're part of the Bible. It's just a continuous action of God and us together, sharing with one another, even though Old Testament time. Well, Deuteronomy is an interesting book, is true. "Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Remember them, know them, impress them on your children." Well, we do that as best we can. "Talk about them when you sit, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." And then in verse 25, "And if we are careful to obey his law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded, that will be the righteous one if we obey." And then there's Joshua. Again, these are just little nuggets of all of these books. Some of these books are so profound and sometimes deep, but really important that we're part of all of this as well. Joshua. "Now Joshua was near Jericho, and he looked up." This is interesting. "He saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand, and he asked him, 'Are you for us or are you for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied," and this is cool, "'but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.'" Better listen to him. "Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. The commander of the Lord's army replied." He didn't say, "Put on your sword." Here's what he said: "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing now is holy." I think he'd be thinking about this for the rest of his life. Well, Joshua was a remarkable person. And then we come to a book called Judges. That's not necessarily a pleasant name, but it's interesting. In Judges chapter 2 and verse 6, and of course I'm skipping all kinds of verses, just it's just kind of an overall. "After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to his own inheritance." So it's not a whole city, it's person, 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 taking it together, his own inheritance. "The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him, who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel." So during all of these difficulties and all of those challenges and all the good things that happened, there are people passing away and passing away and passing away, but there's always the remembrance. Remember, remember what the Lord has done. And I think that's important for us, that we remember all the things that the Lord has done and is doing right now for us. Joshua, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110, and they buried him in the land of his inheritance. And then this wonderful book called Ruth. Really an interesting story, a wonderful story. It says this: "So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered." Excuse me. "Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. And this is interesting. The name of the man I worked with today," excuse me, "is Boaz. The Lord bless him. He has not stopped showing kindness to the living and the dead." We honor those who have passed. And we know with God's promise that we will not only see them again, but we will be with them again. And then in 1 Samuel, this is Hannah's prayer. "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sits them with princes and has them inherit the throne of honor. It's the glory of the Lord." And then 2 Samuel, the last words of King David. "The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, 'When one rules over men in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise, on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings the grass from the earth.'" And then Kings. And there's 1 Kings and 2 Kings, and it's not always the nicest things to hear in some of these things because of difficulties. But I'll read this. "When the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to his son Solomon. 'I am about to go the way of all the earth. So be strong. Show yourself a man. Observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in his ways and keep his decrees, keep his commands, his laws and requirements as written in the law of Moses. Why? So that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go.' And then the Lord said in 2 Kings, 'I am about to take Elijah up to heaven.'" Whoa, that's interesting. "When the Lord was there to take up to heaven, Elijah said, 'Stay here.' Then in verse 7, 50 men in the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance facing the place where Elijah and Elijah had stopped at the Jordan." Interesting. "He took his cloak, rolled it up, struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. You just have to picture this in our mind. You look here in water and here water. Oh, just walk down in the middle. That doesn't happen. But it does. God has made it this way. Jabez, a man from the Old Testament Chronicles, was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." And Jabez cried out to the Lord, the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And the Lord granted his request. Second Chronicles. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Nothing has really changed. God's glory fills this room and wherever we go. So, fire comes down from heaven, consumes burnt offerings and the sacrifices. The Lord filling the temple. And all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple. And they knelt down on pavement with their faces to the ground. I love these things because they could picture, not just the words, but picture what's taking place. And so they worshiped and they gave thanks to the Lord, saying, "The Lord is good. His love endures," what's the last word?
Forever.
Forever. And may we all remember this. And then Nehemiah. On the day the book of Moses was read aloud in the hearing, the people, and there was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be admitted to the assembly of God because they had not met the Israelites with food and with water. Our God, however, turned the curse into a blessing. So I purified the priests and the Levites of everything that was foreign, and says, "Remember me with favor, O my God." And God does. And then another one, so cool, Book of Esther, called The Greatness of Mordecai. King Xerxes imposed tribute through the empire to its distant shores. And all his acts of power and might together with a full account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king had raised him. Are they not written in the book and the annals of the kings of Media, of Persia? Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Xerxes, preeminent among the Jews, and held in high esteem by his many fellow Jews, because he worked for the good of his people and spoke for the welfare of the Jews. And then when I was studying this, I come to Job. What a time. In Job 42, the Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters. Nowhere in the land were found women as Job's beautiful daughters. And then Psalm 150. We'll conclude with this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.